States like Oregon and Colorado have been working on bills that criminalize animal agriculture. David Sparks, Ag Information Network with Animal Agriculture Alliance's Hannah Thompson.
I think it's important to understand that even if you're not in Oregon, this should be relevant to you. There's a reason why activist groups employ these ballot initiative campaigns, because they're trying to get a very generically worded issue on the ballot for the general public to vote on. People might think that they're voting for something that's good for animals, that's good for animal welfare, without really realizing what they might actually be supporting. So that's the reason why activists rely on these ballot initiatives to try to get these type of things passed. And even if you're not in Oregon, something like this would certainly have broad repercussions across the country. So it's something we all need to be paying attention to. I know that animal ag groups in Oregon are opposing it. There was a similar initiative in Colorado this same legislative season that was actually defeated. The Colorado Supreme Court sent it back. That Colorado initiative would have classified things like palpation, artificial insemination as sexual abuse. And that one would have set a defined natural lifespan, quote unquote, for livestock and poultry, and said that animals had to live to at least one quarter of the natural lifespan defined in that bill before they could be processed.
Where is our country going? David Sparks, Ag Information Network.